you guys gonna play a game?
No.
My name is Sue Wilson, and I have four children, two of which are in Special Olympics. I have two boys, one with autism and one with just low IQ, mental retardation, or whatever the common term is these days for it. I started both of my boys off in our Optimist Club in our town, and we did that, but it got kind of competitive, and I didn't feel like that was in the best interest of the kids.
We won, Dad!
I know, you did
six! You got six in there! You got two!
And you scored a bunch of points and got some rebounds? Good job!
At the time, they were looking to have more fun, just have doing the sport and not being so competitive. And their team started getting competitive.
We knew that it was going to be a challenge to get them involved in activities, and we wanted them to be involved in activities. So we sought out activities that were tailored to them. We knew about Special Olympics.
My name is Jody Cook. I am a recreation specialist with Columbia Parks and Recreation, and I run the Special Olympic Sports Program for the department. The times that Ryan has been able to travel, stay in a hotel with his team and his coaches, the coaches of Ryan's team have been closer to like peer group, college kids. That kind of acceptance from a closer peer group is really, really good, and it does so much for somebody, especially Ryan's age.
And now he feels connected. He feels like he has all these friends, and he feels a part of something, a part of a group, you know? Not like he's just isolated and people, yeah, they're nice to me, but they don't really interact with me.
Rebound, Josh! Yeah! Woo! Shoot it, Josh!
There's a really great family support with the Wilsons in general. The boys are involved in many programs. Their older sister, Becca, has volunteered with us for 3 years.
What's your favorite part about the game?
My favorite part of the game is to win.
To win?
Yes. For me, it's just getting closer to them. I feel like this is how we bond. So
the interaction sometimes between the boys and the girls doesn't always flow well.
You're being too rough. She has to quit.
You know, they can't always understand. Why don't the boys understand that this is the way it needs to be? They can't always understand. I hope that they don't think I'm always asking them to be perfect. But that doesn't always happen. I think it comes out maybe different. And my daughter especially, my oldest daughter, says, "You always want us to be perfect." I said, no, that's not it at all. I just want you to do your absolute best.
Come on, Ryan. Show him. First touch. That's his first one.
Our life is just so busy. I guess busy is probably the best thing, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, it's busy and it's fun, and it's life to us.